This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. In her 4 years at the school, the president of Amherst College, Carolyn Martin, known as Biddy Martin, has devoted much of her time to reshaping the school's approach to preventing sex assault. She's even inviting students to consider a filmmaker's accusations that American colleges do little to protect students. WBUR's Fred Tice has her story.
A year after she came to Amherst to lead the college, Biddy Martin found herself confronted by a case of sexual assault that gained national attention. It was the summer of 2012. A former Amherst student wrote in the college paper her account of the college discouraging her from initiating a disciplinary proceeding against the man she says raped her. The college has also faced recent challenges from students it's found to have violated its code of conduct. In the past year, two former Amherst students have sued the college over their dismissals for sexual assault. Martin has taken many steps to improve the college's sexual assault policies.
We've certainly made a lot of progress at Amherst, as many other colleges and universities have as well. Do I think we're at the point where I could say we've done everything that needs to be done? No. But we've made vast improvements.
Martin ordered a task force to review Amherst's sexual assault policies. Soon afterwards, two former students filed complaints with the U.S. Department of Education against Amherst for its handling of sexual assault. Under Martin, the college has since launched several initiatives to improve its handling of sexual assault cases and to prevent them in the first place. Last spring, Martin organized a public discussion of a provocative documentary that accuses colleges of not taking sexual assault seriously.
I think what prompted me is the importance of the issue, the fact that I was aware that the film was being made, and I was aware because I had been asked to be interviewed. So I knew it was coming and read some of the reviews from the Sundance Film Festival and immediately contacted Amy Ziering, who's an Amherst alum, to ask her not only whether we could screen the film here, but whether she would visit.
The documentary Martin wanted a discussion of, The Hunting Ground, advocates for a reform of the way colleges handle sexual assault. It tells the story of several women who say they were the victims of sexual assault on their college campus. Among them, Camilla Willingham, a former Harvard Law School student.
I went to the Dean of Students' office, and she said, I just want to make sure, like, above all else, that you don't talk to anyone about this. It could be bad for everyone if people started rallying around, like, having him removed from campus. And I was like, well, he's a predator, and he's dangerous, and actually that's exactly what I want.
The man Willingham says assaulted her was expelled.
The next September, I came back to Cambridge, and I got a Facebook message from the Dean of Students. She said that the assailant, he could appeal the ad board's decision, and they voted again on whether to uphold the decision to remove him and decided to let him back in. This is a rapist. This is a guy who is a sexual predator who assaulted two girls in one night.
The documentary has come under criticism for inaccuracies and for not being fair. That's particularly true of the part about Harvard Law School. Norman Zalkind is the attorney for the Harvard Law student accused of sexual assault. He says a Middlesex County grand jury declined to indict his client for rape, despite the accusations of the alleged victim in the documentary.
So it was pretty clear that the grand jury just didn't believe her.
The grand jury did indict the student for indecent assault and battery. A jury found him not guilty of those charges, but did find him guilty of non-sexual touching of a woman also present that night. The documentary never mentions any of this. Zalkind says the producers never tried to reach him. A spokeswoman for Harvard Law School says a federal law governing student privacy prevents it from commenting on specific student matters, but notes that Harvard has made many changes in its handling of sexual assault since the case highlighted in the documentary. The woman making the accusation in the documentary, her attorney, and producer Ziering did not return numerous requests for comment. After the screening at the Amherst Cinema, someone in the audience asks Ziering why the documentary is called The Hunting Ground. She says it comes from a story a former Dartmouth College fraternity member told her about parties there.
He said that they watch the women when they come into the fraternities and they read semiotically what they're wearing. And they can tell who's innocent and naive. So who would be more vulnerable and susceptible to being preyed upon? If you brought a purse to a fraternity, at least at Dartmouth, that signaled you were kind of clueless. You don't bring purses.
Ziering says she got the idea for The Hunting Ground when making another documentary about sexual assault in the military. She was attending screenings of that movie in college towns, and students kept telling her she needed to make a documentary about sexual assault in college. The documentary has special resonance for a group of survivors of sexual assault on campus from the nearby University of Massachusetts at Amherst. They came to watch the documentary together. They've been thinking about filing a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education against the university. It's already the subject of one investigation. One of the students asked Ziering for advice as they try to get UMass to rethink how it addresses sexual assault.
Schools that hired an independent investigator to investigate these crimes, I found at least the survivor experience was much more positive. You have to be careful now also, though, because now schools are all scrambling for these fixes and they're hiring people that aren't necessarily that good or that qualified. But a really qualified independent investigator really then does take away the conflict of interest. You feel like you're getting a fair shake.
Ziering says 4 or 5 college presidents have asked for a screening of her documentary, but only Biddy Martin asked for a discussion. Ziering calls that move courageous. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.